Let's review. Our daf begins by presenting a teaching that is related to a yavam inheriting his deceased brother. If a person tells his fellow to do mashiach on the cow, and it will then become his after 30 days, and after 30 days the cow is found in a swamp where there is no kinyan that could take effect on it, it depends. If at the time of the Mashiach the seller said kini me'achshav, that after 30 days the Mashiach should retroactively take effect from now, it's a good kinyan. If he did not say kini me'achshav, but rather meant for the kinyan to take effect at the end of 30 days, it's not a good kinyan. The Gemara relates this to a din that would apply by a yavam. The din is that the yavam inherits all of his deceased brother's estate after yibum. However, if none of the brothers does yibum, all brothers equally inherit the deceased brother's estate. Now, the Gemara relates an incident where a younger brother of a Yavam threatened to give the Yavam a get in order to prevent his older brother from doing Yibum and thus inheriting the entire estate of their deceased brother. The older brother, wanting to do Yibum, agreed to make a kinyan to divide the estate equally. The kinyan is not effective even if the older brother said kini me'achshav, because hasam b'yodei. In the case of the cow, it was in his possession and in his power to sell it at the time of the kinyan. Therefore, kini me'achshav l'achal lamed is also effective. Hachalav b'yadoi, in the case of the Yavam, the estate is not yet in his possession to give over with the kinyan. Therefore, kini me'achshav l'achal lamed is not effective either. The Gemara concludes, chilek v'achakach yibam lo'asav l'klum. Yibam v'achakach chilek lo'asav l'klum. Whether the Yavam first divided the estate of his deceased brother and then did yibam, or first did Yibum and then divided the estate of the deceased brother, it's not effective. As Rav Yosef taught in the previous daf, that the entire estate of the deceased brother is meshubah to the ksuba of the Yavama. The Gemara continues explaining the previous Mishnah, which taught regarding Yibum. K'nasa harei k'ish l'chol dava. The Gemara explains that the chiddush is, shemekar shebeget u'machzira. If the Yavam divorces her, he only has to give her a get, and he may also remarry her. The Gemara proceeds to explain the chiddush in both Shemegar Shebeget and Machzira. The chiddush in Shemegar Shebeget is that even though the Torah says L'kachol loy le'isha v'yivama, after the Kuchen it says v'yibma, therefore you might have thought that even after Yibam she remains a Yivama, and she will therefore require both get v'chalitza to be released. Therefore the Mishnah teaches that a get suffices. The chiddush in Machzira is that we may have thought that once there is no longer a mitzvah v'yibam, the Isser Eshesach returns, and the Yavam may no longer marry her. Therefore, the Mishnah teaches that we derive from the words, "L'kach aloi li'isha," once Yibum was performed, she is like any other wife that a person may divorce and remarry her. The Mishnah taught, "Bavan shetei ksuba sa'nechzibay lo'harishin." The Yavama only receives her ksuba from the estate of her first husband. The Gemara explains, "Cause isha hiknu le'min ha'shamayim." The Yavam did not choose to marry her, and it's only because it's a mitzvah that he's now marrying her. Therefore, he is not obligated to write her iksuba from his own assets. Nevertheless, iles lamerishin is lamesheni. If her first husband did not leave any possessions, the Yavam must write her iksuba from his own assets, because every wife must have iksuba. Kadesh lo teikala be'inav lo tzia. So that's not so easy to divorce her. The Mishnah concluded, Hechzira harehi kol anashim ve'in lo el iksuba. If a Yavam divorced his Yavama, and before paying her the iksuba, he remarried her, the ksuba of the first marriage is now the ksuba of the second marriage. The Gemara explains that even though this is the din by every husband that divorces and then remarries his wife, nevertheless it needs to be taught here because we would think that this only applies by a regular wife. Ti'ihu kasab la ksuba minei. The husband wrote the ksuba with a shibud on his estate. But ba'ayevama, delay ihu kasab la. The Yavam did not write the ksuba with a shibud on his estate. Her ksuba is from the deceased husband's estate. Therefore, we might have said that if he remarries her ksubasa minei, he has to write a ksuba with a shibud on his estate. Therefore, the Mishnah taught that the first ksuba is reinstated. Hanalacha isha shenaflu, we have Baruch Hashem completed the 8th parak of Masechet Ksubas, and we'll begin the 9th parak, HaKaisav L'Ishtoi, in the next daf, Be'ezus Hashem.